Well, talks seem to be gathering pace here between Beijing and Washington to avoid the delisting of Chinese companies from New York. And what it seems to be is that they're looking to let U.S. inspectors travel here to Hong Kong and review these audit papers of Chinese businesses. Joining us now is Lulu Chen, Bloomberg's Asia Investing and Real Estate team leader. So, Lulu, we're reporting this, and do we see this as a breakthrough happening, or is this just incremental progress on this story?
So what we've been told is that Chinese regulators have instructed major accounting firms to prepare to bring the audit work papers to Hong Kong, where they can be reviewed by the auditing board of the U.S. For the U.S., my understanding is that nothing has changed. The SEC has always had a tough stance, saying it's all access or nothing. So the progress is really from a development from China part, where they are giving out these instructions, and it seems like there is some action on the move.
Yeah, we've seen progress in the past dissipate. You'd think that investors would be once bitten, twice shy, but they are buying into this story. And I think it's important to report that we don't have any comment from the SEC. We also don't have any comment from the China Securities Regulatory Commission. So it's very much up in the air, but progress is progress. And it seems like this is a little bit of a breakthrough, having U.S. inspectors be on somewhat neutral ground in Hong Kong.
Yeah, it does seem like there is some progress. Something is happening, and I can understand why there is pressure to get a deal out, because the clock is ticking. The imposed deadline for 2024 is going to happen if they don't reach these agreements by the end of the year. Auditing these papers will take time as well, and there's a lot of money at risk here. As of March, there were $1.5 trillion worth of companies, Chinese companies, listed in the U.S. So yeah. A lot at stake here.
Lulu, we know that Chinese companies can raise a lot of money in Hong Kong, and they can raise money in China as well. Why is the U.S. so important to these companies?
The U.S. has always been a more preferred route for Chinese companies to list, especially for the tech companies and companies that have a less established model, especially a less established profit model. Here in Hong Kong, you can see that the most of the companies that do well are traditional businesses. So that sector, the new economy sector, that has really created some of the world's largest companies. Traditionally, most of them have been listed in the U.S. There's a lot more liquidity in New York as well. And also, the investor composition is just a lot more different. Institutional investors dominate the U.S. New York Stock Exchange and NASDAQ, whereas here in Hong Kong, there is less of that. So I think, like, for companies and investment banks, which make a bigger fee, the U.S. has been the traditional preferred route.
Lulu, thanks very much for joining us here live. Lulu Chen, Bloomberg's Asia Investing and Real Estate team leader.